Dalet Tishri, 6th of October, Dine Jonas and David Hull, Separating Trumas and Maestras Nowadays, a Practical Guide in Chos Torah.
Good morning. Today we're going to discuss what we just heard, the topic of Hafroshes, Trumas and Maestras, and its ties that are required from Peres and Meretz Yisrael, even if we're actually reading Chos Torah. So amongst the mitzvahs, and to do this for Oretz, the mitzvahs which specifically apply to Eretz Yisrael, to the produce from Eretz Yisrael, and the mitzvah of Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maestras. This doesn't apply to fruits or produce which was grown in Chutz La'aretz. You don't have to take any Trumas and Maestras, but any fruit or vegetable which were grown in Eretz Yisrael needs to have Trumas and Maestras taken from them. This is not only with one base. I mean, this just applies nowadays as well. Whether it's derais or derabbanon, but that's aloch or the kudah. There's no question about that. There is a shaila regarding peres from chutz la'aretz, peres from Eretz Yisrael, which were exported to chutz la'aretz. Do they also require hafroshes, trumas, and maestras or not? So, the many rishonim hold that they certainly do require trumas and maestras. The Ravid, for example, says that, the Baal Tanura, the Rash, the Kolber quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and we actually have the Rabbeinu Yonah in the end of the sixth pair of brachas. The Sefer Yireyim, the Sefer Achinuch, the Riv Matz, many, many poskim hold that peres, mirokas, fruit and vegetable from Eretz Yisrael, which have been exported and have not yet had trumas and maestras taken, do have to have these trumas and maestras separated. However, there is a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Trumas, Aloch HaKaf Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon of the Rambam in Yeridei and Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Seafood Beis, which says, Peres Eretz Yisrael, Sheyotzu L'chutz La'aretz, Peturim and Trumas and Maestras, fruit and vegetables from Eretz Yisrael, which were exported to Chutz La'aretz, do not require Hafroshes, Trumas and Maestras. A simple reading of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch means that you don't need to take Trumas and Maestras from Israeli produce, which was imported into England. And the Bach, indeed, on the tool, seems to understand that that is what the Rambam is saying. However, the Mishnah of the Melech, one of the classic Pirushim, the Rambam says that it's not so simple. He says, at what stage does produce become Chayav Trumas and Maestras? The stage when it comes to Tavor, when it comes to wheat and barley is miruach, when it's threshed and then piled up on a heap. At that stage, you can't eat from it, it becomes tevel, you can't eat from it until trumas and maestras have been taken. Says the Mishnah Melech, once it's reached the stage of miruach, the gemar malacha, the final stage of the preparation of the food before it's actually made into something else, at that stage it becomes chayav trumas and maestras, and therefore, if you take it out of Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to suddenly not be chayav trumas and maestras. Doesn't make sense. How can it, if it's something that's already chayav, it's now tevel, it suddenly doesn't become ois tevel, no longer tevel, if you take it over the border. So what does the Rambam mean? Says the Mishnah, it's quite simple. All the Rambam means is if the produce was exported before Miruach, before the stage of Gvar Malocha, then you don't have to take trumas and maestras, even if you do Miruach in Chutz La'aretz. However, if the final stage of the harvesting has been done in Eretz Yisrael, then it becomes chayav now trumas and maestras. Until you take trumas and maestras, it's tevel. So even if you export it, you still have to take trumas and maestras. So does the Mishnah Melech. In fact, the Radvaz already before him wrote the same thing on the Rambam. I understood the Rambam possibly like that. The Maishu Rekeach is the same thing. And it would appear that that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, because in the second parak of Challah he brings down the Mishnah Melech and he doesn't dispute it. An early Sfardish appointed Admos Kedja says that. The Gaon in Yerushalmi in Maseches Maestros also says the same thing. The Sheila story brings down the Halacha, and Aruch HaShulchan also brings down the Halacha as a Dama Poshut, that once Miruach, the final stage of harvesting, was done in Eretz Yisrael, then when the fruit is exported, it requires taking Trumas and Maestros even in Chutz La'aretz. Aloch Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish passes that as well. Mishnah Sravan Ram Kotner, Ramosha Feinstein writes that we haven't found anybody who argues with this, and therefore obviously that's the Alocha. The Minchas Yitzchok Daim Weisper writes the same thing, Kalkas Yaakov Rav Breish, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah. The Imre Bino is made, testifies that that was the minig in his day, going back 100 years ago or more. And indeed, Rav Padra Zichron Levroch and Chesha Va'efo Chelet Beis Simon Yud Ches, Paskins also appeal the fee what the Tribune wrote on him, that the halacha is the maaser. You do have to take trumas and maasers of all fruit which was exported to Chutz La'aretz. And our partner writes there that that is in fact the minhag in London as well. And he's writing that a number of years ago. So that's for sure the halacha, that you have to take trumas and maasers from all produce which is exported from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So now, how do you take trumas and maasers? What is the process? What is the procedure? So first of all, as we mentioned before, all produce from Eretz Yisrael is called tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. It's mixed with the time if you eat it before trumas and maasers have been separated. Min ha-Torah, the mitzvah of taking trumas and maasers only applies to dogon, tirosh, v'yitzor, which means wheat and barley. It means grapes, or wine or grape juice, which are made from the grapes, and olives, or olive oil, which was made from the olives, and they haven't had trumas and maasers yet taken at the earlier stage. However, midrabbanan, all fruit and all vegetables grown in Eretz Yisrael require trumas and maasers to be separated. So now, what's the procedure? So the first thing you have to do is you take truma gedola. Truma gedola is a small amount which goes to the kohen. Now, how small can it be? Chito achas poteres sakri, the Gemara says, it can be a minimal amount, one grain, which is separated, as truma gedola is enough to suffice to be yotz the mitzvah of hafroshes truma. However, Chazal said that you shouldn't only take one grain, you should take a significant amount. They gave various different shiurim, depending on how generous you are, 1/40th, or 1/50th, or 1/60th, you can choose one of those. That's how much you have to separate for truma gedola to give it to the kohen. Nowadays we don't do that, we'll come on to that in a few minutes. Mitzvashem. The truma gedola is given to a kohen, only a kohen or his immediate family allowed to eat it, no one else is allowed to eat it, and the kohen has to be tohor in order to eat it. He's not allowed to eat truma if he's tomei, because the truma becomes tomei, and then he can't. It's forbidden to eat it. Once you've separated truma gedola, then you separate maaser rishon. That is 10%. Take 10% of whatever's left, and it has to be exactly 10%. Can't be more, can't be less. That is separated, that's called maaser rishon, and that is given to a levi. The levi does not have to eat it in the Torah. Now, and in fact, once it's given to the levi, levi can share it out with other people as well. It doesn't have to be eaten only by levim. You're required to give it to the levi, but the levi can share it out to everybody else. Nowadays, the Chasnish says, we have no chazoka on Levim. We can't be 100% sure who is a Levi nowadays. Even people who have a tradition that there are a Levi, we can't be sure. And therefore, although you do have to separate the maaser rishon, you don't have to actually give it nowadays to a Levi, because we're not sure who a Levi is. And therefore, the general rule is hamotzi mechavera olav harayas. There's a chiyuv to separate it, because the problem of isav heta is tevel until you separate it. Once separating it, you don't have to actually give it to a Levi, you keep it for yourself. Then, from the maaser rishon, the levi, or nowadays the person himself, has to separate 10% of that. So it's actually 100 of what was left after the truma gedola. From the maaser rishon, 10% is separated, and that is called trumas maaser. And that also goes to the kohen. It's got the same halachas as truma. It has to go to the kohen. It has to be eaten batara. Only a kohen is allowed to eat it, or his immediate family. No one else is allowed to eat it. So first truma gedola, which is a minimal amount. Then maaser rishon, which is 10%, which goes to the levi. From the maaser rishon, the levi separates 10% of that and gives it to the kohen, which is trumas maaser. Again, the trumas maaser has to be exactly 10% of the 10%. Then, you're not finished yet. There's one more tithe to take, and that depends on what year the produce comes from. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a 7-year cycle. The 7th year is Shemitah. The other 6 years require trumas and maasers to be taken. In the Shemitah year, you don't have to take any trumas and maasers, because everything is hefka, and there's no halacha of taking trumas and maasers from hefka produce. So if you have Shemitah produce, there are other halachas which apply to Shemitah. We're not going to go into that now, but you don't have to take trumas and maasers. But the other years, produce which is grown in the other years, or picked, depending on its fruit or vegetables, have to have a further tithe taken after you've taken maasers. You have to take 10% of what's left and separate that. What do you do with it? It depends on the year. If it comes from the first year of the Shemitah cycle, or the second year, or the fourth year, or the fifth year, that is Maaser Sheni. So you separate another 10%, and that's called you call this Maaseh Sheni. What do you do with Maaseh Sheni? Maaseh Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So you've got to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it betara in Yerushalayim. If you've got a lot of Maaseh Sheni and it's difficult to take it all the way up to Yerushalayim, so the Torah says no problem. All you have to do is you can be mechallel the kedusha Maaseh Sheni. You can redeem the holiness of the Maaseh Sheni onto money. You take the money up to Yerushalayim, and when you get to Yerushalayim, you buy with that money fruit or food and eat that, and then the kedusha of the Maaseh Sheni transfers again from the money onto the food that you bought, and you eat that, the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim.
Does the food that you buy have to be the Torah and the Yadav?
No, it can be anything. You can buy any food, you can buy almost anything at all. The Gemara talks about the klal prat klal, what you can buy, but basically more or less every type of food you can buy, as long as it's food. And it should be eaten in Bekdusha and Yerushalayim. Now, that's it, the produce comes from the first, second, fourth, and fifth year. If it comes from the third or sixth year, then this additional tithe is not Maaseh Sheni, it's Maaseh Oni. And that goes to the poor. So having taken your Shulman Vela and your Maaseh Rishon, you then take Maaseh Oni and the further 10% and you give that to poor people. Nowadays, that applies as well. And therefore, nowadays you give Maaseh Oni if you have produce from Eretz Yisrael. We'll see why we don't do it here in Chutz Laaretz in a moment in Mitzvah Shem. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's given out to the poor. So those are the halachos of Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maaseh, Bizman, Maaseh. An extra halacha, just to mention, which is important to know, that the truma must be separated min hamukuf, which means it has to be close by. Just like we find by challah. When you separate challah, so you have dough, and you take off a piece of the dough, and you call that challah. So, when you do that, you have to have the challah which you're separating from the dough, has to be next to the challah which you're doing. If you have the challah in a different room or a different house, and you say, I want this piece of dough to be challah on something else, you're not supposed to do that. It has to be taken min hamukuf. The same halacha applies for truma. When you separate truma, you have to take, the truma has to be next to the produce that you're separating from at the time you do the kriyas shem of truma. That applies to truma. So Machlokes Rishonim, where it applies to Trumas Maaseh as well, the 10% of the 10%, which also goes to the Kohen. However, with Maaseh Rishon and Maaseh Sheni, it doesn't have to be taken min hamukuf. But the Eved, if it wasn't taken min hamukuf, it's also okay. But Al-Khadchila, that's halacha, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, so now let's talk about nowadays. Nowadays, things have changed. First of all, we can't give the Truma to the Kohen, because all of us nowadays are considered as Tumeim, all Tumei Mesim. Until we have a Parah Duma, we're not going to be able to get out of that. And therefore, the Kohen is not going to be able to eat Truma, or Truma's Maaseh, but Tara. Simply not possible. And therefore, since, really, Min HaTorah, you can be Yotze the Mitzvah of a process Truma with one grain, Truchus Protesus Akri, Chazal said, you shouldn't just give one grain, you should give 1/40 or 1/50 or 1/60. But since nowadays the Kohen's anyway not going to be able to eat it, and it's going to have to be destroyed, so Chazal says we revert back to the original halacha min HaTorah and take us at the minimal amount rather than a 40th or a 50th or a 60th in order to destroy as least as possible. You've still got to be mafresh truma, because otherwise everything's tevel, but you should take a minimum amount, not 1/40th, not 1/50th, not 1/60th. So we take a tiny bit for Truma Gedola, and we say this is Truma Gedola. Then we still have to separate 10% from Maaseh Rishon. Of that, we have to separate 10% and give it to the Kohen Trumas Maaseh. Here, we can't take a minimal amount because Trumas Maaseh has to be 10% of Maaseh Rishon. It's going to be exactly 10%, so we have no choice. So we take further 10% of the Maaseh Rishon, set it aside. Again, we can't, no point giving it to the Kohen because he's Tomei, so it's going to have to be destroyed. And then, from whatever's left, we separate Maaseh Sheni or Maaseh Oni, depending on which year the produce came from. Maaseh Oni, we can give it out to the poor, no problem. What do we do with Maaseh Sheni? We can't take it up to Yerushalayim nowadays to eat it betara either, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we're not Tara. So what do you do? So, we said earlier, you can transfer Maaseh Sheni, the Kedusha Maaseh Sheni, onto a coin. Now, normally you transfer it onto a coin of the value, onto money, which is the value of the produce. But again, nowadays, since anyway we're not going to be able to do anything with this, so we're allowed to transfer all of the Kedusha Maaseh Sheni onto a coin, a single coin of minimal value. Has to be worth at least a pruta. We'll come to how much a pruta is in a moment. You can transfer huge amounts, even a Maaser Sheni, onto one pruta's worth of a coin. So nowadays, we separate, we set aside Maaser Sheni, then we transfer the Kedusha of all the Maaser Sheni onto a coin of one pruta, and we keep that coin. Now, if the Beis HaMikdash is built very shortly, we can use that coin to go to Yerushalayim, when we're Tor, buy food and eat it, because it's just Maaser Sheni. But if not, we've got to hold on to the coin. When we get to Erev Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, or Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year itself, whichever comes first, there's halacha of Biur Maaseros. You have to dispose of any Maaser which is still in your Rishus. So if you've got any troublesome Maaseros which you, in the times of the Chazal, you have to give it to the Kohen or the Levi, you've got to do it by then. If you've got Maaser Sheni, nowadays, you can't bring it up to Yerushalayim. We've transferred the Kedusha onto a coin, so you've got to destroy that coin. So on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, or Shemitah, whichever comes first, you have to take the coin which you redeemed your Kedushas Maaser Sheni on and destroy it. It's not enough to throw it away because someone else might find it and use it without realizing it's got Kedushas Maaser Sheni. You can't do anything else with it. So you have to actually destroy the coin. Now, in England, according to the Coins Act 1971, it's illegal to destroy or deface a coin. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that, according to the law. So, you have to dispose of it, I suppose, in the preferred method of Chazal, which is, you throw it into the Yam HaMelech, where there's no chance of anyone ever picking it up. So, that's what you have to do. Now, if you're taking Trumas and Maisus off Tevel in Eretz Yisrael, you actually make a brocha. You make a brocha on the Hafrosh of Trumas and Maisus, and you make another brocha when you redeem the Maaser Sheni onto a coin. However, here in Chutz Lawrence, we don't make a brocha. And the reason for this is, we can't be sure that even the produce we know came from Eretz Yisrael is Vadai Tevel, is certainly Tevel, and hasn't had Trumas and Maaseros taken from it. And the reason for that is that there are some exporters who actually do separate Trumas and Maaseros in Eretz Yisrael before they export the produce. Yes. Now, it depends from exporter to exporter and for the various different types of produce. For example, potatoes and carrots, which oddly enough are very commonly found in the supermarkets today in England, coming from Eretz Yisrael, the potatoes apparently are virtually never had Trumas and Maaseros taken, so almost certainly Vadai Tevel, whereas the carrots, apparently, as from the information I've received, most carrots are exported by a single exporter from Eretz Yisrael, who actually is a Frum fellow, and he actually does take Trumas and Maaseros. But we can't be sure, and therefore, because it's a Sofik, we have to take Trumas and Maaseros. Nonetheless, we don't make a bracha because Sofik brachas lahakel. So we do take Trumas and Maaseros in Chutz La'aretz of any Israeli produce, but we don't make any brachas. So now, how do we take Trumas and Maaseros? First of all, we separate a minimal amount for Trumah Gedolah, as we mentioned. Then we separate Maaser Rishon. We don't have to give it to the Levi, as we mentioned before, because we can't be certain that it's Maaser Rishon, because it might have had Trumas and Maaseros taken in Eretz Yisrael. And secondly, we can't be certain who a Levi is nowadays, so we can eat it, the Maaser Rishon. We have to separate it, we're allowed to eat it afterwards. Then, we separate either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Oni, depending on which year the produce came from. If it's Maaser Sheni, we then have to redeem the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto a coin of one quarter at least. And then, if it's Maaser Oni, we don't have to give it to the Oni nowadays, because again, since the produce which came from Eretz Yisrael might have had Trumas and Maaseros taken, it's only a Sofik, so we do have to separate the Maaser Oni, but HaMaaseh B'Chavei Olav HaRai, we don't have to actually give it to the Oni, we can keep it ourselves. So we separate either Maaser Sheni and Maaser Oni, and if it's Maaser Sheni, we transfer the Kedusha onto a coin of one pruta, and then we can eat all the produce. The Truma Gedola and the Trumas Maaseh, we have to wrap up carefully and we have to dispose of it. That we can't eat because it's now Truma Tameah and it can't be done, no, you can't do anything with it.
What's the problem with Maaser Oni or Olav HaRai? You don't have to prove he's a poor man, no?
No. If we were to know for sure that it was Maaser Oni, we would have to give it to a poor person. We would have to find a poor person. Yeah. But since the produce in Chutz La'aretz might have had Trumas and Maaseros taken, it's a Sofik whether it's Maaser Oni when he called it Maaser Oni. And therefore, even if he's definitely poor, you don't have to give it to him because you're not sure, you're not certain if it's Maaser Oni.
If you know it's not Maaser, then you do.
If you know, it's not, if you know what? But it is Maaser Oni because it's Tevel Vadai from Eretz Yisrael, you give it to a poor person, yeah. But the situation, the practical situation here in England is that you can never be certain that it's Tevel Vadai. It's always a Sofik. So you have to take Trumas and Maaseros, but you don't have to actually give it out except for the Truma Gedona and the Truma Smaisa, which has to be separated, wrapped up, and disposal. Now, once you transfer the Maisa Sheni onto a coin worth a pruta, or worth at least a pruta, you can actually take a coin which is worth more than a pruta and transfer the Kedusha onto one pruta's worth of that coin. How much is a pruta worth nowadays? It's debatable. There are various different opinions as to how to be Mishara pruta. It depends on the value of silver, because it's a certain amount of silver that is a pruta, and the value of silver can fluctuate quite a bit over the years. But to give a rough idea, it's probably between 1.5 to 2.5 pence. If you want to go really lechumra and be choishish, in case silver is going to go up quite a lot, then 4 pence or 5 pence is certainly more than a shomer pruta nowadays, according to all opinions. But it's probably quite a bit less than that. So, if you have, for example, a £1 coin, and let's assume again that a pruta is the maximum of 4 pence, so you can transfer all your maisa sheni onto one pruta of this £1 coin. So now, the £1 coin, one pruta of it, which is 4 pence worth of the £1 coin, has now got a conditional maisa sheni. So now you can't do anything with this £1 coin, because part of it has a conditional maisa sheni. But you can use the coin again, the second time. You take more Maisa Sheni the next time you have Maisa Sheni, and you redeem all the Kedusha onto another Pruta of the same coin. No problem. Okay? And then you can carry on doing that until you run out of Shavu Pruta. So if, again, for example, it's four pence, and you use £1, you've got 25 times you can redeem Maisa Sheni onto it. Okay? Once your coin is now full up with Kedusha Maisa Sheni, again, you've got to put it aside and wait till Erev Pesach of the fourth year, or Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, and then destroy it. Or, alternatively, you can actually take all the Kedusha of this coin and transfer it onto one Pruta of another coin. And that's what is usually done. And then, again, you've got another 25 times to fill that up. So you've got a lot of times before you run out of your second coin. So that's the procedure. Then the second coin, obviously, that's now got the Kedusha Maisa Sheni, and again, will need to be destroyed, the Shas B'Yorah Maisos. Now, there is one problem, there's one extra halacha which you have to know, and that is, if your Maisa Sheni itself is worth less than a Pruta, then you cannot transfer the Kedusha onto a coin unless that coin already has on it at least one Pruta's worth of Kedusha Maisa Sheni. Okay, so let's give an example. You bought some carrots which were worth 20p. So your Maisa Sheni is going to be a little less than tuppence, which is, for argument's sake, less than the value of a pruta. It might be more, but let's assume it's less than the value of a pruta. So now, you've got to redeem that Kedusha Maisa Sheni. You can't redeem onto a £1 coin, unless that £1 coin has already got one shomer pruta's worth of Vadai Maisa Sheni on it. Yeah? Now, even if you've redeemed in the past Maisa Sheni onto this coin, it's not going to help you, because since all produce in Chutz La'aretz is only a Sofik, we'll never know if the Maisa Sheni which you redeemed till now onto this coin is actually proper Maisa Sheni or not. It could be that all the times we've done it so far, there's actually nothing there. So you're going to have to somehow get hold of a coin, and get hold of some Vadai Maisa Sheni, transfer that Kedusha onto one Pruta of the coin, and then you can use this coin for transferring any Kedusha Maisa Sheni, whether it's worth a Pruta or it's worth less than a Pruta. This concept is called a Pruta Chamura. You take a coin of a bigger value than a Pruta, you take something which is definitely Tevel, and you transfer the Kedusha Maisa Sheni from that Vada Tevel onto this one Pruta of this coin, and now this coin can be used until it's filled up to transfer any type of Maisa Sheni. Similarly, Maisa Sheni, Trumas and Maisas are not Chai Midaraisas, we said only on Dogon Kishri itself, on coal mine and oil, as they say. Other food sheni is Rabbonon. But if you want to transfer Kedusha Maisa Sheni from apples, for example, onto a coin which has only had used, the other way around, you want to transfer Kedusha of grapes, which is from our Torah Chai of Trumas and Maisas, onto a coin which has had a pruta of only apples, which is only midrabanan, then again you've got a problem. So you have to get yourself a coin which has had vadai trumas and maisas, transferred the kedusha maisa sheni onto at least one pruta of this coin, and it has to be done preferably from something which is kind of deraisa mikradin, which is dogan tosh b'yitzer. So that's a bit tricky, a bit difficult to get hold of. Even living in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so difficult to get hold of. Get hold of some Tevel Vadai, go to a farm or something like that, pick up some tevel vadai, do the hafroshes trumas and maisers, be mafresh your maiser sheni, be transferred the kedusha of the maiser sheni onto a one put of the coin, and then you can use that coin for everything else. If you haven't got a put of chamura, then you can transfer all your kedusha maiser sheni onto a coin, onto one put of a coin, but not if your maiser sheni is worth less than the pruta. Then you need what this concept of pruta chamura. Incidentally, if you're transferring onto your own coin, you have to add a chomish as well. If you're transferring kedusha to someone else's coin, you don't have to add a chomish, you don't have to add a fifth of the value. So what do? There are various organizations called Keren HaMaisos. There's one based in the Gateshead, which a lot of people know about, the one that the Federation has just set up, where they have arranged for themselves a pruta chamura. They've got tevel vadai from Eretz Yisrael for dog and tirsh for yitzor. They've separated chumas and maestras. They've transferred the kedusha maestra sheni onto one pruta of the coin, and then they allow other people to transfer the kedusha of maestra sheni onto this coin, which is being held by the Keren HaMaestras.
Even when you're not there.
Sorry?
Even when you're not there.
You don't have to be there. You can transfer kedusha maestra sheni onto coins in a different place. The chora has to be, there's the debate about whether the coin has to be valid currency at the place where it is or the place where the person separates it. It's a machlokes rishonim. But certainly the fruit and the person and the coin don't all have to be in the same place. And therefore a person in England can transfer kedusha from Maaseh Sheni onto a coin when the fruit is in Eretz Yisrael, onto a coin which is in another place. So that's the pitaron, that's the way out, that's what people do, that's the way around. So you get hold of, either you have your own pruta chamura, or you will go to one of the Keren HaMaestras, and they give you permission. You have to ask permission, because it belongs to them. And then once you get permission, you can now transfer your maestra sheni, kedusha maestra sheni, onto the coin, and then you can eat everything. So now let's very briefly put all this into practice. We bought a bag of oranges from Eretz Yisrael, and it says in Tesco's that it's produce of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not Shemitah anymore nowadays. We've got to take Trumas and Maisers from it before we're allowed to eat it. So what do we do? First of all, we separate a little bit more than 1%. So we've got 100 oranges. We take 100 and a little bit more. See why in a minute. Put that aside. Okay? And then we say like this. There's a little bit more than 100th, a little bit more than 1% on the side. Whatever of that which is set aside, the bit which is more than 100th, yeah, whatever it is, that should be Truma Gedola. And now I've made that Truma Gedola. Now, the 100th which is left, because a little bit more I've made Truma Gedola, the 100th which is left, together with another nine parts on, you have to define where it is, on the northern part of the fruit, that should all be Maaserishin. So now we've separated exactly 10% of the Maaserishin. Because I've taken exactly 100, because anything more than 100, I made Truma Gedola on the north side of that little thing. And I've said, add another 9 parts exactly, should be, together with this one part, Maaserishin. So I've separated exactly 10%. Then from those 10, that 10%, I take this 100, which is now exactly 10% of the Maaserishin, and they say, this should now be Trumas Maaser. So, the little bit more than 100th, the 100th and a little bit more, I've now made Truma Gedola and Trumas Maaser. Now, I wrap that up and throw that away, because that's Truma Gedola and Trumas Maaser. It's Tomei, can't be eaten by a Kohen, there's nothing you can do with that. Of the rest, I now say, if this is a year which requires Maaser Sheni, 10% of whatever's left, again, defining where it is on the southern side of the fruit, I hereby make Maaser Sheni. And I hereby transfer the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto one Pruta of this coin. Or onto one Pruta of the Federation's coin, or the Keren HaMaestras' coin, or whatever it is, having received permission from them. If it's a year where it comes from, where it requires Maaser Oni, the third year or the sixth year, I say, I hereby separate Maaser Oni on the southern side. Now again, I don't have to give it to an Oni, because it's a suffix, I can keep it, but I do have to set it separated. Now, if I'm not sure which year it comes from, I can say, either way, I could say, if this requires Maaser Sheni, I hereby separate Maaser Sheni on the south side, exactly 10%, and I transfer the Kedusha onto a Pruta. And if it requires Maaser Oni, I hereby separate Maaser Oni, I hereby designate Maaser Oni on the south side of the produce. Once I've done that, I can now eat everything except for the little bit more than the 1% which I have separated. So that's the procedure for taking trace measures. If that's all a little bit complicated or difficult to remember when it comes to it, says the Chacham Ish, there's an easy way out. You can say, remove, separate a little bit more than 1%, a little bit more than 100, put aside, and then say, I hereby designate Trumas and Maestras according to the Nusach that is written in such and such a place. According to the Nusach of the Federation, for example, we have a Nusach written. You don't actually have to have the Nusach in front of you, you don't have the text in front of you. You can say, I hereby separate everything according to the text that is written there. And it is Chal. Chazanish proves that from a couple of Gemaras. You don't have to actually talk it out. But Chaim Kanievsky says that if it's better to be able to say the proper text. It's not difficult. Once you say it a couple of times, you understand very easily what you're doing. But if you don't have it available, you can certainly rely on the Chazanish's method, which everybody does. So again, very briefly, Trumas and Maestras must be separated from all produce which comes to England, unless it's from the Shemitahim. The easy procedure is to separate a little bit more than 100th, put it aside and say, I hereby separate Trumas and Maestras according to the Nusach that's written in a certain place. You have to define a specific Nusach. Then a bit more than 100th and a little bit more, you wrap up carefully and you dispose of it, and all the rest you can then eat. The slightly longer method is to say, the little bit more than 100th is Truma Gedolah. The 100th, together with 9 Chalokim Kenegdo on the northern side, is here by Maestr Rishon. The 1% now is Trumas Maestr. If it requires Maestr Sheni, I designate Maestr Sheni on the southern side. If it requires Maestr Oni, I designate Maestr Oni on the southern side. I hereby transfer any Maestr Sheni onto one pruta of the coin which I've set aside, or which one of the Keren and Maestros has set aside, having received permission from them. And then you dispose of a little bit more than 1%, and you can eat all the rest of the fruit. It's a big skus to be able to become the mitzvah of Trumas and Maestros nowadays. It's also, according to some sforim, a big inyan to eat peris from Eretz Yisrael, and it supports the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael as well. Mitzvah Hashem, in the discourse of keeping the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maestros, we should be zeichet to become the mitzvahs from Tevel Vadai, and to be able to eat the Maestros Sheni in Yerushalayim HaKadosh.